Okay, are you able to hear me at all? Okay, you should be able to see and hear me now. Is that correct? We get a sound check on here? You should be able to see me and hear me. Okay, thanks, Mark. Doug, just to let you know, what is going on with XSplit is that it appears I have to add the microphone to each one of the individual scenes for some reason, and that isn't really supposed to happen that way. As I change scenes here, I'll have to add the microphone back in. But as long as you are hearing me, alrighty. So any questions you may have, go ahead and make a note of those, and we will take questions a little bit later on. Thank you, Eileen. The sound is good. Alrighty. So what we are going to get into today is a company by the name of Blockchains, that's with an S, Blockchains LLC. So go to blockchains.com. If you want to open another browser and kind of follow along, that would be the easiest. But I'm going to put up some graphics here. We are going to relate blockchains to a couple of things. They seem disparate, but I think you'll see it in evidence here. Blockchain is directly, I believe, connected to the events at Burning Man, which is in the Nevada Black Rock Desert. This is just outside of Reno. The closest city to the Black Rock Desert technically is Gerlach. It's just a little town literally on the playa on the dry lake bed. But a larger city is Sparks, Nevada. And that's what's best known and associated to the Black Rock Desert. I'll give you some background on that that's personal a little bit later, but the Burning Man event, I think, is something that you have seen and know quite a bit about, but I will go ahead and show some images from that and tie it in. This has direct connections to Silicon Valley, the rituals, the black magic rituals that take place at Burning Man. This takes place in August of every year. They just concluded. And I will also tie this into Elon Musk and his Gigafactory, battery Gigafactory, which is also there at Sparks, Nevada, right alongside the white playa of the Black Rock Desert. And we will tie this into CERN. I'll ask you to also type into your browser the movie, the film, the documentary produced by CERN in 2015 called Symmetry, S-Y-M-M-E-T-R-Y, Symmetry. And we'll show the correlations and connections and significance. But Blockchains LLC, their big claim to fame, and they're brand new company, is that they are slated, in their words, to change the blockchain environment and therefore the world entirely. And this is not just some little tiny company or some little cryptocurrency company. In fact, you know, they're using Ethereum. Their technology is based on Ethereum, but this is not about a new cryptocurrency coin offering. The typical news that you hear coming out of the blockchain environment, this is completely different. This is a game changer. And I will explain that in just a few minutes. As you know, that blockchain is the infrastructure of the B system. That's how I have coined it. That's how I have put it in my cryptocurrency coinage, or verbiage, if you will. It is quite literally building out the infrastructure for the entire world, that unless you have the mark of the beast, you will not be able to gain access to the blockchain. Right now, blockchain, it's best known for its cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and literally hundreds of other cryptocurrency offerings out there. You may recall a few months ago that I had put out the information that Facebook, following their scandal with Cambridge Analytics, was migrating all of the personal data of Facebook users into the blockchain environment. And the purpose of that, according to Facebook, is to secure your information. Well, there's nothing secure about it. I say that because if you do not take the mark of the beast, you will not have access to it. And those that do have access to it will render it insecure or unsecure, in the sense that they have access to your information, but you do not. Therefore, it is not secure. But let's get right into this. I may need to add the microphone as I change scenes here, change graphics. But just let me know in chat if I lose you. I'm going to go to the Blockchains LLC website. Again, blockchains.com. And if you want to watch these videos, unfortunately, with live streaming through YouTube, I face a copyright strike if I play the video, including the audio. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the closed captioning of these videos. On Friday, on my 5 o'clock Eastern Blog Talk Radio program, because I don't face copyright issues on Blog Talk on their platform, I will play the audio of these two videos for the audience. But you're getting this first. You're the patrons, and you're the ones that are paying for the research and the reporting. So I'm going to provide you the benefit of this information early on. There are two short videos. If you're on their website, just go over to the top of Blockchain's website. There's a blue box in the far right corner, and you can click on that and look in the drop-down menu for videos. So I'm going to play this first video, and like I said, I will read the closed captioning of this so that you're able to, you know, get the message that they're trying to deliver. I also am going to show you images from these videos, still images, as we move along through the live stream. So, we'll begin here. When we were younger, our favorite place was to play was in the sandbox. The rules are simple. All you needed to bring was your imagination to the sandbox. We're grown up now, and we're creating a different kind of sandbox. Now we're building things with ones and zeros, and a fierce determination that the ones who join us will be the ones who change the world. While the rules of this new sandbox remain the same, we've added a simple new one. Although it's not so much a rule as it is a belief that blockchain technology can, should, and will impact humankind, for the belief that it offers as many possibilities as there are grains of sand in all the sandboxes on Earth. Now, that was the very first video. They're talking about changing the world through blockchain. They're talking about blockchain encompassing all aspects of our lives. Yeah, Mary, I'll go ahead and reread this because I was going quickly, but you may need to refresh your live stream. She said that she's having trouble with the connection, and she's in Sweden, so that may be an issue there. But I'll go ahead and reread this one more time. Play this video and read it again. When we were younger, our favorite place to play was always in the sandbox. The rules are simple. All you needed to bring was your imagination. We're grown up now, and we're creating a different kind of sandbox. Okay, I'm going to stop right there and break it down a little bit. Imagination, creativity. Now, I'm not opposed to that. That's not a problem. But when you start to imagine, and from a Christian perspective, Scripture talks about God allowing evil to have its day. In other words, evil can imagine all possible forms and formats of evil. And this will be allowed by God himself because he is going to do away once and for all, going to do away with evil. And I'm sure you're familiar in Scripture where it says all of the evil imaginings of mankind. Again, they choose their words very specifically and very carefully. They're telegraphing the truth to those like you and I that can discern this. We can see and hear really what the true message is by virtue of the Holy Spirit. Let me back this up and read this again a little bit. And we're creating a new sandbox, and we're building things with ones and zeros. Again, recall geomancy. Recall that the science of the sand, Il al-Ramal in Arabic, the science of the sand, the divination, the interdimensional communication and divination conducted through the binary system of geomancy, the science of the sand, and that is a binary system based upon zeros and ones. This is why they are talking about the sand. They're using the imagery of the sand. Also recall from Scripture that it is the dry deserts where demonic entities derive from. If you will, that's where they are indwelling, is in the sands. Recall the dry lake bed of the river Euphrates and the four major entities that will be released, demonic entities that will be released from the dry lake bed, from the dry river bed of the river Euphrates. This is why we go back into the research on geomancy and we look at Africa, the desert. This is really the origins of geomancy. It's not so much a Arabic or a Western Europe phenomenon, geomancy, but it really derives from Africa itself. So again, they understand the origins of the entities that are communicating to them to build these systems. Again, this is not hyperbole. This is based upon knowledge of Scripture. This is based upon researching the ancient texts. This is about understanding the origins of the systems that we are contending with today. Literally, the people that are building these blockchain systems, including Blockchains LLC, they are communicating interdimensionally with spirits. They're gaining forbidden knowledge that then guides them in building out these systems. And this is why they are showing you the desert, because the desert is where these entities are arising from. So we'll continue on with this. a fierce determination that the ones who join us, why would you use the word fierce? It's telegraphing to us the true nature of their behavior, of their mindset, and those that they are communicating with. These are fierce entities. These are malevolent, fierce entities that they are communicating with. You can associate fierce with beasts. They are talking about those who join us will be the ones who change the world. Think of the mark of the beast. While the rules of this new sandbox remain the same, okay, the rules of the sandbox, again, goes back to geomancy, divination. The rules are the process of geomancy. The 16 geomantic figures represent the rules. The figures represent instructions associated with each individual figure, instructions that are given in that process of divination to others as to how to behave, how to conduct their lives, to read the future. And again, there are 65,536 possible combinations of the 16 geomantic figures. Those relate directly to the human mind, as I said. Within the microtubules contained in our human neurons, there are binary pairs of dimers, 65,536. Again, these are all interconnected. This is altering the mind through the blockchain system. This is establishing using the old rules and adding a new rule, which is the mark of the beast. They say here that it is not so much a rule as it is a belief that blockchain technology can, should, and will impact humankind. Go back almost 2 years now that I began to describe for you and warn for you the dangers of the blockchain system. They are coming right out and telling you right now that it is changing the world. This company is funded into the millions of dollars. Again, this is not just a small little startup company that's having a new internet cryptocurrency being produced and released. It is a belief that it offers as many possibilities as there are grains of sand in all the sandboxes on Earth. That same type of verbiage I have heard and I have seen in the pronouncements that are made, the proclamations that are made coming out of D-Wave, whether it's Eric Ladezinski or Jordy Rose or many of the others from D-Wave and their associated companies, Quadrant, Kindred, and Sanctuary. They talk about the number of grains of sand, the infinite number of possibilities. When they talk about combinatorial optimization with the D-Wave computers, and they speak about the processing speed, the processing power, the amount of information, amount of data that can be processed, they relate it to the number of grains of sand. This is all familiar spirits. This is all familiar language that they're using because they're communicating with the same spirits. So the same verbiage pops up in videos like this. So it's important to pay attention to each of the words that they use because these videos are carefully scripted. Not just the visuals. So I'm going to play the second one and I'm going to read the closed captioning on this. And pay attention to the visuals as well because I'll show you the still images from this. Adults like to tell me about the future. New technologies like the blockchain will change the world for the better. Trust, don't be implied. Hang on, let me, there, sometimes closed captioning doesn't capture it properly. Trust won't just be implied, I think is what it's trying to say here. It will be guaranteed. Everyone will get a fair shake, and no one will get shaken down. Your vote will be your vote. Your name will be your name. Yours alone. In a new world where your bond in the future, everything that matters will be protected by a connection that is unbreakable. It all sounds great. There's only one problem. And they do a pullback with the camera and they show the desert that she's been inscribing in the sand with a stick. That's geomancy, zeros and ones. So if you get a chance, watch these videos. But they are showing you the science of the sand. They are showing you that they use geomancy in the blockchain system. There is nothing new under the sun. All right, I may need to... Okay, can you still hear me? I hope you can. Yeah, somebody in chat said I'm not seeing an image in the video and the screen capture. Yes, the reason, thank you for it, you can hear me. The reason, again, I'll explain, I cannot play the video when I'm live streaming to YouTube because of copyright issues. I don't want to lose that ability to at least live stream through their servers. So I'm asking folks just to go and watch the video on their own browser. These are the logos. We're going to break this down a little bit. You'll recognize the world up here. You'll recognize that it's very similar to my 600-cell tetrahedron. Here, we are looking at as above, so below. Okay, that is black magic. That is Kabbalistic. This is representing the tree of life. It is representing the intertwining of, if you will, the blockchains in a chain, but it is also related to the black cube of D-Wave's quantum computers. Blockchain is run through quantum computing. Specifically, the encryption, the security, the encryption, the coding of the blockchain system runs through the quantum computing systems of D-Wave. Now, many of the subsystems of blockchain, the more mundane levels of information processing is done using classical computing. This is also showing you the Kabbalistic tree of life. So there's a lot built into this. These are also grains of sand. If you look at grains of sand under a microscope, they look very similar to this. This is kind of funny. Anyway, there's my 600-cell tetrahedron. You see all the tetrahedrons in here. It is not by chance that they use this image. And images like this are very common in Google images. If you look at images related to computing and technology and networking, oftentimes you'll see this same imagery. What I'm showing to you here is that they are copying God's original design. God's original design for the universe, as you've heard me say many, many times, consists of tetrahedrons that form a spherical model of the universe. Satan knows that. Satan understands that. And he is simply setting up this imagery to counterfeit God's construct. He is using what God creates. Satan is not able to create anything new under the sun. So he takes what God has created in all of creation and uses it for his own purposes, his own devices. This is representing the nodes, those dots, of the sentient world simulation. We are each represented in that simulation as an individual node, and we are given an avatar. They are showing you the sentient world simulation in this blockchain image. It is a network. These are connecting points. But this is also going beyond that. So you see that the entire reality that we live in is being simulated within a computer system. Adding the microphone for each image as we go along through this. Okay, here we go. So another image from their website, and pretty obvious this is a desert, these are sand dunes, all of that. But as we go along a little further, we get into talking about the Burning Man event in the Black Rock Desert, and we talk a little bit about CERN's symmetry. Again, same familiar spirits giving information to people involved in high technology. Therefore, you see the same imagery because they're showing you the source of the spirits they communicate with, the location of those spirits, and the source of their information. Over here on the left-hand side, obviously this is a pyramid. These are lines of code. Notice the imagery here of the figure in black as we move on to all right, got my microphone there. This is, and again, I'm not going to play the video, but this is the video from CERN 2015, their own video called Symmetry. A circle in witchcraft. Okay, black and white imagery. This is showing the yin and the yang. This is showing you the geomantic stones. The Pharisees would carry smooth stones, a pair of them, in their garments. A black stone and a white stone. And those stones were cast. It was the casting of lots. If you look at dominoes, if you look at dice, it's the same process. The casting of lots for the purpose of divination. What they're doing is trying to obtain those 16 geomantic figures by casting lots. The binary system of 1 and 0 is based upon black and white. They are showing you the binary system and that the system operates within the circle of witchcraft. This is the circle that defines where the ceremony takes place. Again, CERN is telegraphing to you that they are using witchcraft, that they are using geomancy. This area here is a dry lake bed, just like the desert, because this is where the spirits emanate from. This is why they choose a white playa, a dry lake bed, for this video. There are lots of people who have broken down this symmetry video on YouTube. Many of them are very good. Go ahead and look at those breakdowns yourself. But understand that they put forth at the end of the video the fact that when they opened the interdimensional doorway, when they opened the doorway to the abyss at CERN, it self-destructs the machine itself. Okay? Just checking my messages coming through here. Alrighty, let's... All right. Thank you for your patience in having to turn this microphone on all the time. Again, this is symmetry. Below this is superimposed over the one of the detectors at CERN. This would be the ATLAS detector, and that lies 300 feet below the surface, below grade. As above, so below. Okay? It's all. These are, again, from the video, just showing you the images of the White Playa. Keep this one in mind. Note the mountains in the background. Note that this is a dry lake bed. This is the symmetry video. This is the dry lake bed in Nevada. Sparks, Nevada would be off to the left a few miles outside the desert. These are the high mountain ranges of the Black Rock Desert. This is, in the summer, a dry lake bed known as the Playa. Down here to, in this direction below this, would be the little town of Gerlach. That's G-E-R-L-A-C-H. I'm going to give you some personal information about this. What you're seeing in August and early September is a dry lake bed. This is basically, it looks a little beige right now, but it's really, it's a very fine, almost like talcum powder material when you're down on the desert. In the wintertime, this has about a foot to 2 feet of water in it. This is the Burning Man city that is built and then torn down at the end of their rituals. I'm going to show you a few more images. Now this would be looking towards the town of Gerlach, which is out in this direction. I think you can see the familiarity between this dry lake bed and the mountain ranges in the background to the documentary from CERN, Symmetry. Again, these are black magic rituals that are taking place within this area. At the end of the event, they will burn their structures. Obviously looking like a volcano. They call this Burning Man because back in the early 90s, they would build a wooden structure. This is all wood. Build a wooden structure of a giant figure of a man, and they would burn it, and hence the name Burning Man. Again, these are all black magic rituals. This is what it looks like under construction. It looks like a temple. It looks like a pyramid. This is the walkway, the ceremonial walkway. I'll show you another image of that. But each year they have a different structure. Last year they had what looked like a Japanese pagoda constructed of wood that they built. Now, here's one little sidebar. The organizers and promoters and the attendees make a big thing about being environmentalists. Well, I ask you, how many trees are they burning? What does it take to build this structure? What resources? And what about the carbon that is produced when they burn their structures? It's not just this one. There are several that they burn during the event. So again, this is the same event this year, August, This is similar to the Burning Man figure that they, in the past, have erected and burned, but this is a much smaller version. Obviously, the UFO is in evidence here. I'm going to break this down a little bit. This shape is very similar to what you just saw. The Burning Man figure was here. The UFO was here. This is a pyramid, an Egyptian pyramid in the sand. This is the capstone that is missing, made of stone or gold. But this is also the bottom of an hourglass. Picture an hourglass. This would be the bottom of the hourglass with the sand passing through the narrowing of the hourglass. They're depicting time. Now, 10-10-18, that had to do with a developers conference, DevCon, a developers conference that they were attending, where they were making their announcements. So that happened earlier this month. Again, that same structure from above, from a drone, and it gives you what I would consider to be imagery that is related to the CERN Large Hadron Collider. What we're looking at here are representations of particles that are rotating. Just like they rotate, they circulate in a synchrotron particle accelerator, which is what the Large Hadron Collider is, a synchrotron particle accelerator. These are particles being accelerated. Okay? So there's plenty that is built into all of these structures in this ritual. As I mentioned before, this is where they would walk up to this temple. And there's literally a ceremony at night, a procession leading up to this. It's all very demonic. This is representing the universe, representing the earth, and representing their vision of a new world that they're creating. What they're depicting here is the as above, so below imagery one more time. This is the dividing between the heavens, God's domain, and the earth, which is where Satan is entrapped. Notice in the background all of the pyramids. These are not tetrahedrons. These are pyramids, the square-based pyramids of Egypt. Everybody's the same. Everybody's uniform. Everybody's part of this blockchain system. This is a simulation representing the sentient world simulation. They're representing the computer simulation. You notice that it is metallic. It is not natural. It's artificial. And I think you can still hear me here. Let me just double check my notes here. Okay. Any questions at this point? We'll kind of just take a little break and scan through my chat room here. I want to make sure that you guys are being taken care of. All Again, if you would pass on to other folks that you know of that would like to see this broadcast or any of the broadcasts, everything's available in the patrons area. So these don't go away. What happens behind the scenes is Doug will download from YouTube this broadcast before YouTube takes it down. We kind of, you know, use their servers for a few minutes, and then we scoot off into the distance. So there we go. Let me give you just a little bit of backstory on the Black Rock Desert from my own personal experience. This goes back into 2000, 2001, 2002, 3, 4, about all the way up to 2008. So from 2000 to 2008, I was a partner in a business that was called High Mobility 4x4, and principally what we were doing is providing adventure tours in military versions of the Hummer, the Humvee, the military Humvees. And an offshoot of that was what we called SOTI. This was Security Operator Driver Instruction. SOTI Tactical was the name of our subsidiary. And that was created specifically for training of special operations soldiers from the Navy, the Air Force, and the Army, Rangers, and that sort of thing. And we conducted vehicle training in the Black Rock Desert. The only reason I bring this up is that, you know, God has a way in your life and in my life of kind of taking us to places ahead of time, putting us into different physical locations ahead of time. And as we retrospectively look at our past experiences and where we've been, we start connecting some of the dots. Burning Man was an event that was going on, as I said, since the early 1990s. It's about 33, 34 years old, I think, this event. And we never attended, we never participated in the Burning Man events, but we skirted their timetable. We would do the training, during the summer, the summer months when it was dry, and then we'd get out of there before all these crowds started showing up for the event. But we operated up in the mountains, and we operated down on the dry lake bed with soldiers, and we're teaching them, you know, how to drive in those environments and how to get out of those environments and how to repair their vehicles. But I just found it very interesting that God had taken me to that location that now, as I have demonstrated with you, is figuring so heavily into the infrastructure system of the Beast system. When I watched back in 2015 the Symmetry video for the first time produced by CERN, I immediately recognized the Black Rock Desert. That doesn't mean they filmed there. They filmed in a different white playa location, a different desert. But virtually, they look identical. The representation, the symbolism, the practices of black magic were identical. So I think the Lord was showing me the future when he had me back in those years, taking me out to that location and showing me how significant it really was then and is now in terms of black magic. So this ties into Blockchain LLC. They literally are there in Sparks, Nevada. They list it as Las Vegas, but it's really Sparks, Nevada. And they are in a industrial park, industrial development park, where Elon Musk is located with his battery factory. He calls it a gigafactory. And these characters, you will not find this. You will not find the connection between Elon Musk and Blockchain LLC in terms of the business. But at a conference, Elon Musk was speaking about and on behalf of Blockchain LLC. So I'm going to give you a little bit of information here that isn't readily apparent in their press releases. So if you go to their press coverage, you go to their press area, you'll see these same articles. On the 16th of October, the mysterious company in blockchain to launch at DevCon. Okay, that was a development conference. Blockchain LLC takes center stage in Nevada Governor's Tech Summit. Interesting, the outgoing governor of Nevada, his last name is Sandoval, Brian Sandoval. Okay, it's just interesting. Sandoval touts economic development at event with Elon Musk, gives proclamation to blockchain's CEO. Have you not heard me use the word proclamation many, many times in my most recent broadcasts? And that is because in the process of divination, in black magic, you are casting spells. The other word for spells is proclamation or pronouncements. They are proclaiming upon humanity. They are casting spells upon humanity. Again, they use and choose their words very specifically. Gives proclamation to blockchains. When you look at D-Wave subsidiary, their business subsidiary company by the name of Quadrant, they make proclamations based upon their analysis of the data points within the four quadrants of the great table that they are using and is reproduced in their software programs, if you will, an application of the age-old great table used in Geomancy, used by Crowley, used by Lull, used by Dean Kelly. The quadrant is a square with four squares within it, and within those are overlaid the data that comes in through the internet systems. And each data point falls on a specific sigil, and each sigil is the name of a spiritual entity, a demonic entity. And from that entity that they are then communicating with through this quadrant system, the entity gives them the proclamations to pronounce over humanity. They are literally revising our reality. Now, here's the piece of information you won't find in their press releases here. Even though they mention Elon Musk, Tesla owns 3,000 acres. This company next door to Tesla, to his Giga battery factory, has 67,000 acres, and they are building their own fiber optic infrastructure and building their own housing. What they won't tell you is the fact that the electricity from Tesla's factory, from his batteries, will be used by blockchain specifically for the mining of Ethereum, an internet cryptocurrency. A little bit of technical background on the mining process. Now, this area, this Black Rock Desert, was an area where they mined silver and gold deposits. So mining is both a practical as well as a spiritual label. In blockchain systems, in cryptocurrency mining, what is done is that there are specific graphical processing units, GPUs. They used to be called CPUs, but GPUs, graphical processing units, built as a processor, okay, a small tower, if you will. And those are built specifically for running code. In order to earn a coin, a blockchain coin, you have to decipher an encrypted code. Now, there are millions of these codes that are generated. What you're doing is taking that line of encrypted code and running it through your GPU as fast as you can. You are running as many combinations, as many iterations, as many combinations of those numbers embedded in that code until you can break the code. Think about back in World War II. Germany had the Enigma machine, a series of wheels. These wheels were spun to set up a code. To decrypt that, you had to be able to line up those wheels, line up those numbers in the Enigma machine. Okay? And this is where Alan Turing developed in Britain a decoding computer. And this is why a Turing machine is really considered to be the foundation of modern computing today. So what you have, if you will, is a Turing machine computer that is spinning all of the wheels of the Enigma machine in order to decrypt this line of code that's given to you by a cryptocurrency company. Let's say it's Ethereum, as in the case of Blockchain LLC. Once you decode that, you then enter your solution into the blockchain, and you are then rewarded with what they consider, what is considered by the issuer of the coin or currency. They are looking at what you have done as proof of work. The work is your computer deciphering the code, and your reward is a cryptocurrency for that proof of work. Now, what all this means is that every time someone solves the solution, they are adding another block to the blockchain. They are building out the infrastructure. They are making the connections. They are building out the wiring diagram for the blockchain. And this is happening millions and millions and millions of times now around the world. To use that, to run that computer, call it our Turing machine, requires electricity. Now, when the explosion in blockchain and Ethereum really began, really started to take off, many cities and counties and even countries were concerned that the amount of electricity that was being consumed by these computers, these Turing machines, was going to have a major impact on their ability to produce enough electricity for homes and businesses. This is the direct tie with Elon Musk and his battery factory. The energy for blockchains, Turing machines, which they will have literally thousands upon thousands of these machines operating, running code, producing proof of work, and earning Ethereum coins on this 67,000 acre footprint. This is increasing the scope and scale of that infrastructure. This is why it's a game changer. This is why this company and Sparks Nevada, the Black Rock Desert, you can think of the D-Wave computer, their black cube, you can associate that to the Black Rock Desert name. I'm just looking at my desk. It looks like it's black as well right here. Sorry about that. But this is all by design. And so watch for Blockchain LLC, Blockchains LLC, because November 1st, they will have a major announcement. And as soon as I have all of the data on that November 1st announcement, I will try to get it to you before the announcement. But certainly, when the announcement is made, we will do a live stream about it, and we'll break this down even further. But I'm giving you the heads up so that you can begin to pay attention, because this location, Sparks Nevada, Black Rock Desert, Burning Man event, those rituals were done in preparation for today. This is, as they even tout themselves, and I agree with them, they will be the center point of the blockchain system for the entire planet. That's their proclamation, and I'm endorsing it, if you will, knowing what I know and what I've just passed on to you in summary. A connection back with the Burning Man rituals in the Black Rock Desert to Silicon Valley. Back about 4 years ago, Google was looking for a new CEO. And they had interviewed a specific candidate, but they thought that they were going to hire him, but they weren't sure. The deciding point, the deciding factor, was when many of the upper echelon from Google attended the Burning Man event. And they just happened to run across this candidate. And they decided that because he was there and because of his enlightenment, they were going to choose him as their CEO. It is not the CEO that they have today. But the point here is that many of the leaders in technology from Silicon Valley, including the venture capitalists, people like Peter Thiel and Elon Musk, attend Burning Man every year. Now, you can well appreciate that there are a lot of drugs, a lot of hallucinogenics that are used. And I'll give you a little insider, because I did a lot of military training. I also was associated with law enforcement people, specifically FBI people. And they were very open with me about the fact that they had their own officers, their own intelligence operatives, undercover, dressed up in costumes and the whole bit, participating undercover in the Burning Man events because of the drugs. But it wasn't that they were there to track down the sources of the drugs and all that typical DEA kind of scenario. What they were doing was gathering intelligence on what the leaders from Silicon Valley were doing and saying at Burning Man. What rituals were they involved in? The intelligence community was paying attention to their own. Now, I've laid the foundation for you about Google and Facebook. Specifically, in the October issue and September issue, I talked about the origins, issues of Entangled Magazine. I showed you the white paper of Sergey Brin when he was at Stanford as a grad student, when they were developing for DARPA, specifically through the National Science Foundation, who was doling out the dollars that came from DARPA, CIA, and NSA, that Google, Facebook, many others, all have their origins in government funding from the intelligence communities. So now, out in the Black Rock Desert, you have the intelligence operatives paying attention to those that they're paying to make sure that they're doing the right things. And by the right things, what I'm saying is that they were actually participating in the black magic. Because the intelligence communities have as their origins black magic. The leadership in the intelligence communities all participate in black magic. And so they send their operatives out to make sure that these guys from Silicon Valley are towing the line and they are participating in the magic. And again, that was given to me directly by FBI people who were involved in this surveillance. So it's a real, I think, an eye-opener for many people when I share things like this about a company that is well-funded up into the well over $100 million now in venture capital. And you understand where the capital comes from. It comes from the intelligence communities. It comes from venture capitalists like Peter Thiel and Elon Musk and others. Jeff Bezos from Amazon. It's disconcerting to see it so blatantly. that black magic figures so heavily into the world of advanced technology today. But as I've just shown you today, in their own imagery, and I urge you to watch their videos, you know, on the one video they have the young girl who's using, you know, she's doing the voiceover, but she's dressed all in black in the video. Just like the video symmetry from CERN, the black and white, the yin and the yang, the geomancy, the divination, the interdimensional communication. It is all spiritually black magic. And what I'm sharing with you is just one layer after layer of the evidence of evil that now is just so pronounced and so in our face. If you pull back to 30,000 feet for a moment, and we'll kind of wrap up this discussion. Most people that you observe, because you are, as an audience, very aware of what's going on, most of you, I'm assuming, have the Holy Spirit that guides you and provides you the discernment. But as you observe the world around you, you see people who are completely oblivious to the things that you are so aware of. And you ask yourself, why is it that so many people don't see what's going on? It's so blatant in the media, in the movies, etc. Well, oftentimes I talk about psychology, and I'll just say this briefly. In past issues of Entangled magazine and in past broadcasts, I've talked about the brain in terms of its structure, the prefrontal cortex, the cerebellum, the cerebral cortex, and the brainstem. Most people that you observe are so distracted through entertainment, through sports, through media, through information overload, are so overwhelmed with information and distractions that they're no longer thinking at the higher levels. They are thinking at the brainstem level. They're not thinking critically. Therefore, they're oblivious. They're not observing the world around them. They're not analyzing the world around them. So when a person such as that watches a video from blockchains and it talks about the sandbox and they use children, that's a whole nother, you know, rabbit hole to go down that's very dark. But the fact that there are even children in the video tells you a lot. The sandbox imagery, the sphere, the pyramid, the association with the Black Rock Desert, the location of the company at the Black Rock Desert, even the name of the city that they're in, Sparks, Nevada. Okay, think about, this is a little weird, but the Wizard of Oz and the evil witch, and she tries to touch the red ruby slippers and those sparks of electricity that shocks her. Sparks, Nevada. Electricity used for the Turing machines, if you will, by analogy, for blockchain mining. And Elon Musk with his battery factory. And he has multiples of these battery factories around the world, Australia included. These things are tied together by design. I'm not trying to cause fear in you. I'm sharing with you evidence that should be encouraging to you that from this 30,000 foot perspective, we can see the season, we can see the times, we can see that the return of Jesus Christ draws nigh. And therefore, there's no reason for us to be fearful. We know that he has set all of this up, and he is allowing all of this to transpire. And it should be encouraging to us for ourselves personally that have been saved. But it should also be motivation for you to reach out to others that are not saved, because our redemption does draw nigh. So, let me check the chat room. I want to just make sure that we've got questions taken care of. So if you've saved up your questions, this is a good time to jump into it. Just going to scroll back up through here. I thank you, Doug, for being here with us. And Doug will take care of any login issues. You know, I don't mind anyone emailing me and reminding me if you're having problems with a username and password or any of those things. Just, you know, or if you see other people on Patreon that are sending messages and they're having technical issues, just encourage them to go ahead and email me. I'm happy to get that resolved for you. Thank you for your prayers and for your support, Eileen and everyone in here. It is necessary. This is spiritual warfare. And Kathleen and I are right on the front lines of that spiritual warfare. And it hits us personally. I mean, we do have our issues that we have to contend with as well. And it's a struggle. It's a struggle to keep your head above water. So prayers are absolutely necessary. And you know, I was reading in the devotional a couple of days ago about prayer, and that is the strongest weapon that we have. None of this technology means anything in the face of God and in the power that we have. I heard someone interviewed, I think it was yesterday, who made the statement that in having interviewed former practitioners of black magic, those practitioners, those former practitioners, said about Christians that they feared Christians more than the Christians should fear them, meaning that the power of Christians through prayer is far greater than any black magic power, any black magic pronouncements that can be made over humanity. So there's no reason for us to be fearful. We know we have a battle. We know that we have to pray. We know that we struggle with spiritual forces. But that doesn't mean we should be afraid. Just because you're in a battle doesn't mean you should have any fear. It's just a battle. And you have the strongest weapon in the arsenal, and that is prayer. And by that I mean be specific in your prayers. Ask and ye shall receive. God promises that if you ask, he will deliver. That doesn't mean you're going to win this stupid lottery that's up to $1 billion and all this other nonsense. No, no. In keeping with his plan, he will grant you answers to your prayers. And by the way, parenthetically, I do need to say something about this lottery. This is nothing but legalized gambling. We know that. But this is something that comes from Kathleen, my wife. She said, and I agree with her, there is no way a government is going to allow a person to win $2 million, $250 million, $500 million, and certainly not $1 billion. These are role players. These people that supposedly win these lotteries. I'm not talking about the guy that wins 50 grand or whatever. I'm talking about these mega millions. This is what Kathleen said to me, and I agree, that these are people who are paid role players. We can think about Sandy Hook and things like that, okay? But this is all artificial. This is all put up nonsense. It's another way for governments to fatten their coffers. That money never goes out to people. Oh, there might be a millionaire that'll get $1 million or somebody that'll get $2 million. But when you're looking at these huge mega millions, that money goes right into the government's pocket and never sees the light of day. Imagine what a person or a group of people could do with $1 billion. That would be very disruptive, and that would never be allowed by the powers that be. So again, That's just kind of a parenthetical, but I agree with my wife, and I think it's something just to keep an eye on. Let me just read some notes that are coming through here. Yes, Jeannie, I agree about proclaiming. Proclaiming the word, proclaiming the truth. And through prayer, we can do that. And just in the simplest of scenario, when you are confronted by Satan, and we are always being bombarded by the attacks of Satan, always, through technology, through spiritual mechanisms. But when you're aware that you're under attack, outwardly verbalize in your own words, your own phraseology, but in the name of Jesus Christ, by the blood of Jesus Christ, I command you, Satan, to flee. And I command your minions, I command those spirits coming upon me to flee. And in the name of Jesus Christ, they, including Satan, must flee. And this has been proven through testimony after testimony, that this is true and this is valid. And we know this through Scripture. So when we are praying and we use the name of Jesus Christ, they must flee. So I share with you the evidence of evil. I'm going to wrap this up because I try to keep it as concise as I can so you're not spending all day listening to me. But when you see this evidence of evil, I encourage you to research more on your own, because you'll find things that I don't see. The Lord, the Holy Spirit, will lead you to the things that are appropriate for your situation in your life. But look at these pieces of evidence and research them in more detail yourself. Tomorrow I'll be back at noon, Lord willing. We'll do another live stream. We should be getting into the technical aspects of combinatorics, combinatorial optimization, the combinatorics that are used in math that relate to quantum computing. And again, it will relate to what we talked about today. And then Friday on the Blog Talk show at 5 p.m. Eastern, I will do a summary of some of these things that I've shared with you first. But really, it will be many news articles, because I don't like to just cover the news here with you. I try to give you what I consider to be the real secret information, I guess we could call it that way. You know, the real exclusive information for you. And for the general public on the Blog Talk, it's more of the news items that I come up with throughout the week related to technology. And so we will have probably, at least a dozen articles that I will refer to on the Blog Talk show on Friday. So I would appreciate it if you would spread the word and let people know about these live streams so that they get the information, and let them know about Blog Talk. You know that I have moved from Truth Frequency Radio, and it was about time, and the Lord moved on me in a very specific, very clear, not controversial, no resistance on my part, made the decision. It was time to leave there. And I just hope that you will help let other people know where they can find my Blog Talk broadcast so that they can see the evidence and they can also spread that. What I will be doing are, you know, as well, I can't play a video on a radio show, but I can play the audio. So I will be playing these blockchain videos on the Blog Talk show on Friday. I'll play the audio clips rather than me doing the silly reading of their closed captioning. So we will have audio clips from a variety of sources on those Friday shows. Alrighty. Let's see. Oh, question from JCS. How are things with you and Kev Baker? You know, Kev and I remain friends, and I do pray for Kev, and I think he's a good guy. I just think that, you know, he has his own reasons for doing what he's doing on Truth Frequency, and, you know, again, you know, I pray for his soul. I pray for his salvation. I think he's being distracted, and I know that he has financial concerns, and so there are, those motivating factors for what he's doing at TFR, but I am disappointed in his choice, but I'm not passing judgment on him, because if it wasn't for, God's grace, I would be doing very similar things to what he's doing. So he's a good guy, and I pray for him. All right, my friends, any last questions you want me to see here on the in the chat room? Otherwise, we'll go ahead and wrap this up. Yep, we do, Eileen. We still have our connection, so. And let's see. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate your comments there. Alrighty, so I try to keep this to an hour, but it always seems to go to almost an hour and a half, so I guess we'll just call these hour and a half live streams from now on and just, book it out that way. If you know of other patrons that are not able to hear this live, of course, it's available on my website in the patrons area. I thank you all for your support, and only with you am I able to continue doing this. So I thank you all, and God bless, and tomorrow we will talk about combinatorics and probably a few other things. But you guys are my friends, and you are my extended family. So you are in my prayers, and God bless you all. Have a great day.